The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
There's a great story about Mundelein Seminary in Chicago. It seems that when they sent the building plans to Rome for approval, they came back with the words written on them in Latin, Sunt ne angeli? Are they angels? They looked a little bit closer at the plans and realized that they had forgotten to include restrooms in the seminary. That's why all the plumbing there is an afterthought, accessed off the outside stairwells. We are not angels, and we will never be angels. Angels are spiritual beings with wills fully conformed to that of God. We are physical beings with stubborn, independent wills. We don't merely inhabit a body like angels do temporarily in order to be seen by us. We are our bodies. They are part of who we are. The Apostles' Creed says that we believe in the resurrection of the body, meaning that both body and soul, our whole self, goes to heaven or to hell. Jesus came not only to save all people, but also to save the entire person. And boy, are we a mixed bag of desires and emotions and needs. In today's gospel, Jesus says that the kingdom of God is like a field containing both weeds and wheat. If we recklessly pull up all the weeds, we risk destroying the wheat. So we'd better be tolerant for now. When the harvest comes, the Lord will sort it all out. You know, it's easy for us to become frustrated with the evil that we see in today's world. Unfortunately, this causes some people to overreact and fall into the heresy known as angelism, which assumes that the world is evil in itself and thus beyond redemption, despite the fact that in creating the world, God declared it to be good, and that the humans he created, he declared to be very good. First chapter of Genesis. When Adam and Eve sinned, the world was broken by sin and thus in need of redemption, but not rendered evil in itself. We see this distortion of angelism, for instance, in the reaction of some who are troubled by the call of Vatican II and recent popes, including Pope Francis, that we should work to try to solve the problems of this world, in addition to avoiding sin and preparing for the next life. Angelism looks good on the surface because it appears to be the pursuit of purity in all things. And let me be clear, confusion regarding the sins of the flesh is a very grave problem in today's world, about which the church must speak clearly. But the Gospels also teach that even here, we still must be compassionate. But for the grace of God, there go I. The point is that while healthy spirituality rejects the sin but still loves the sinner, angelism rejects both the sin and the sinner, which can lead to self-hate and scrupulosity, because these people know they are sinners too. The mystery of the incarnation is that when God became man in Jesus, he took on not only a body, he also took on the full human condition with all of our contradictory needs and emotions and desires, like us in everything but sin. Jesus embraced the full reality of what it is to be a psychologically healthy person. So even when challenging the notorious public sinners to live a moral life, he was still far more tolerant of those who fail than of those who reject. He readily forgave repentant sinners, but condemned the unrepentant self-righteous. He welcomed adulterers and prostitutes, telling them to sin no more, but rejected the unforgiving religious elite. He expelled demons, but couldn't reach those who thought they were angels. We are not angels, and we will never be angels. We are physical beings, and our psyches will become distorted in unhealthy ways if the healthy paths to holiness are cut off. Jesus' major concern in the Gospels was charity. Hence today's parable of the weeds among the wheat. Here Jesus turns his attention to those weeds in ourselves, in others, and in the community, which unfortunately for the time being cannot be pulled up quite yet without also destroying the wheat itself. In these cases, we should speak the truth clearly and with charity, and then be patient, putting our trust in God's love. The content of this parable is summarized nicely in the Serenity Prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, tolerate the weeds among the wheat, the courage to change the things I can, work to solve the problems of today's world, and the wisdom to know the difference. Ambiguity tolerance is fundamental for a healthy spiritual life. When the harvest comes, God will sort it all out.